Dan Lamb is a 28-year-old Dallas artist, and she creates sculptures out of polyurethane foam, acrylic paint, and epoxy resin. They sort of look like alien creatures or melting blobs, and the internet loves them. For that, she credits Instagram. Lamb has nearly 76,000 followers on Instagram, and about 65,000 of them started following her this year.
It's huge. The amount of exposure that I've gotten has been unreal, and I think that that kind of exposure is something that normally in the past might have happened over the course of years, and it happened in the course of like 8 months for me.
Even celebrities like Miley Cyrus follow her, and Cyrus has purchased Lamb's work. Lamb's average piece goes for about $1,200, and her larger pieces, they go for as much as $4,500. Lamb says Instagram's helping artists like her get into galleries.
Galleries find me on Instagram. They reach out to me and they ask me to be a part of shows. It's crazy. It's crazy. Like, you know, there's all these books out of information about how artists can make it or whatever, and it doesn't even touch on how Instagram needs to be a very crucial part of your strategy.
For years, gallery owners and curators have relied on history, their own judgment, and changing cultural taste to determine which artists they show. Instagram is changing that, linking art and artists directly to the public.
The value of art is inherently social. And until now, we've had no real mechanism for being able to see the social validation of an individual artist's work.
That's Marian Maniker. He's the publisher of Art Market Monitor, a website that covers the global art market. Maniker says that proof on social media of people liking your work is a powerful tool for artists.
The great thing about Instagram is it seems to have opened up a field for artists who might not have had the connections to developing a market.
Maniker believes that Instagram has created a broader interest in art and artists who aren't fitting themselves into that thin straw that feeds the New York or London art market. Instagram has also become part of the strategy for galleries. It helps them find new artists for their showrooms, and it also attracts potential customers to their spaces.
Nowadays, you can tag people on Instagram and they're going to see it.
That's Lauren Childs. She's the creative director and an artist at Fort Works Art. And she says communicating through Instagram is more effective than Facebook or press releases. Her evidence? Well, me.
I remember, you know, when you walked into the gallery, your question was, okay, who's been tagging me on Instagram? And it got you in here.
Maniker says the app has done much more than bring new people into the art world. His theory is that Instagram has changed communication within that world.
Well, there are so many people who have been able to use Instagram within the actual relatively small act of art buyers to be able to communicate more efficiently with them and to them.
Muralist Douglas Hoxima, also known as Hox, likes it because it's helped him connect with other artists around the world. And he uses Instagram to see what other artists are working on.
It's just really good to know where you're at and where you're coming from, understanding your precedent, understanding and the contemporary world, like what's being done and where and why and how. And
Dan Lamb agrees, and she says there's an even cooler perk.
Art trades, huge. So this is a big part of Instagram for me, is trading with other artists. If an artist reaches out to me and they're like, how much is a piece of yours? And I like their work, I'm like, let's just trade.
If only legendary rivals Pablo Picasso and Henri Matisse had Instagram. Hadi Mawagdi, KERA News.